Ready when you are.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started. We apologize for the delay. It was a little funky down there. Before we get started, I'd like to ask everybody if they could please turn the ringers down or off on cell phones, pagers, etc. And while we are conducting business, please do not have little conversations going on. Respect the people that are talking, and they will do the same for you when it's your time to talk. And when you do want to speak, we want you to come up to the podium so that we have a record of it and everybody can hear you. Is the mic working better tonight for everybody in the back? Okay, cool. All right, let's get started. Roll call.
Commissioner Madigan.
She will be absent. She's excused. And if I could ask everybody to keep her in your thoughts and prayers, there were some complications following the surgery. Thank you.
Commissioner Geary.
Here.
Commissioner Anderson.
Here.
Commissioner Blackburn.
Here.
Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Supervisor Perez.
Just here.
We made it.
Right on time.
Good to see everybody.
Good to see you. All righty. Next, we have the approval of summary proceedings from the January 20th regular meeting. If I can have a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
I second.
Any discussion, corrections, or changes? And if not, then we'll go ahead and call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So we'll do on that one. On to item number C. We have correspondence filed with the commission. We have three pieces of correspondence. I've been asked to take item A off the consent so that we can discuss it. Is there any other items that need to be pulled? No? Okay. Who was there? A
is okay, yeah.
Right.
Can we pull the ones on the review? Item C.
Item C?
What's not?
And then if I can ask council, we will move those to new business to discuss, or can we discuss those now?
You can discuss them now if you prefer.
All right. Okay. Any others? Okay. All right. So then we will go ahead and move on to item A, which is an email received on January 20th from Katie Aguilar regarding her desire to have mandatory spay neutering. All right, where shall we begin?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
For the benefit of those of us who did not receive the email, could you read it to us?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Make sure I've got the right one here. All right. All right. Hi, I live 5 miles out of Lamont. I can tell you every day I see at least 10 dogs a day and at least 5 died dogs every day. Then we have people dump their dogs after they can't be bred anymore since they are no longer a cash cow. And the other problem is backyard breeder. We need to somehow get away to education and get mandatory spay-neuter in place. It would be great to put this on the next meeting. I have a lot of people who would like to talk about this. That is one of reason why shelters and rescue are always full, sent from an iPad. Okay. Exactly. Okay, so where do we begin? Do we want commissioners to comment first, or shall we go ahead and take it through the
first?
Okay. All right, let's start on the first row. Any comments or questions? Over here? No? Okay, second row?
Wait, I think Bob wanted to say
something.
I missed.
Go ahead.
You can't hear me?
No, I can hear you.
Can we have speakers identify their names? State their names for the record.
Bob Rutledge.
Bob Rutledge.
Thank you.
I missed part of that when it said that she sees at least 10 dogs a day and 5 of them died or something.
Yes.
5 died?
I think she's just saying.
I'm meaning 5 dead. Dead on the road.
5. A day?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. That's it? All right. Second row. Anybody? Third row, Liz? Up to the podium, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Adjusting it for short people.
I feel your pain, Liz.
Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. My name is Liz Keogh, K-E-O-G-H, proud resident of the 5th Supervisorial District. I'd like to address this because I thought it was kind of a dead issue, but I guess it isn't. At the Bakersfield City Council Legislative and Legislation and Litigation Committee meeting a while ago, this was brought up, and for reasons that I will share with you, was turned down. This has been brought up before. It has been turned down. Doing some research, I found quite a bit of information about mandatory spay-neuter on the internet, as any of you could if you want to. One of the most important ones, I think, is the ASPCA position statement on mandatory spay-neuter laws. Don't confuse the ASPCA, which is in New York City, with any SPCA any other place. ASPCA is its own organization. It has no affiliates. There was also an article that examined the effects of MSN in communities where it was in effect and neighboring communities where it was not. Here's what everybody finds. And these studies, folks, have gone on for years. The most important, well, two most important conclusions were, number one, voluntary spay-neuter, which is what we currently have in Kern County, in Bakersfield, is far more effective than mandatory spay-neuter. Number two, the major impediment, this is going to come as a big surprise to you, for folks not spaying and neutering their pets is cost. It costs money. Now, we have been engaged in a subsidized spay-neuter program where we have partners. We have the government, as in Kern County Animal Services, Bakersfield City. We have a nonprofit, Critters Without Litters. We have two nonprofits, Friends of the Kern County Animal Shelters Foundation and the Kern Humane Society. And we have the actual people who own the pets. You combine those resources and you start seeing the amazing numbers that we have been seeing in terms of people spaying and neutering their pets. The experience of the city of Bakersfield when they allocated $20,000 for spay neuter for an entire year was that money was gone in 6 months. Now, this is called voluntary spay-neuter. People ask for vouchers, they get them, they use them. About the same time that nobody wants a voucher, that nobody says they want to alter their pets, that maybe, and I say maybe the time for mandatory spay-neuter. Part of the problem is MSN laws apply only to owned pets. They don't apply to the stray dogs you see. They don't apply to the free-roaming cats. They don't apply to the ferals. And it is those animals that are producing the litters that find their way into the shelters. So if you think MSN is going to reduce shelter intake, you're absolutely wrong. And every study shows it is the voluntary spaying and neutering.
It is the TNR programs that do it. I guess that's it for now. Oh, wait. One statistic I did find that I found interesting. I couldn't find a number on the number of owned dogs that are spayed or neutered, but 80% of owned cats are sterilized. 80%, folks. That's 4 out of 5.
Wow.
So that's it for now. If anyone wants to know the link to either the article that I've mentioned or the ASPCA thing, come see me. I'm sitting back next to Sue Bennett with Kern Humane. And if anyone has any questions for me, I'm also happy to answer them. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Okay, Sue?
You know, I'm slow, so give me a minute. I should have started walking.
Patient.
Sue Bennett, Kern Humane Society. I've been around for 40 years, as you guys, as I keep telling you. But the thing is that 10 years ago, we talked about MSM. We talked about it really hard. It was, at that time, dismissed as not feasible. The education program has been working. Larry, we now have a low-cost clinic that makes it possible for people to get their funding. I appreciated the article by Lois today in the paper detailing how to get a voucher so you don't have to pay anything to get a dog spayed. But mandatory doesn't work. We knew that 40 years ago, and we know it now. It's not the time yet. Until the county and the cities can pay for it, it ain't going to work. Mm-hmm. That's our position on it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Can you get that well? Mm-hmm. Carrie?
Okay. You know, we're going straight across.
Terry Kahn, Tasha Mount Dog Fancers. Okay, I even wrote notes. All right, so I could leave them now. All right, well, I understand change and things that are new are scary. And we are a free country, so that's why people can write emails and say what they want to say. But from what I've seen, Kern County Animal Services, they're reaching for the stars. They really are. It's like being on a space program. We're going to get there. We're going to the moon. And just like, you know, the space program, well, some of you weren't around, but just like the space program we used to have, some people think that it's absolutely impossible. Never. We could never walk on the moon. And some people think we could never be no-kill. But we did get up there, and we can do no-kill. It has been done in other places over and over again. The scientist in me likes to see things proven over and over again. It's how we get a theory. And, so what I'd like to say is keep going, you know, rocket forward there. Don't worry about the people that are trying to pull us back. They're the flat earthers, you know. And so just keep on going. And even though it's scary and it's, you know, change and it's new, we'll just pull them along with us, maybe kicking and screaming, but we'll pull them along with us, and we're going to make it, and I have full faith that we will be no-kill, and so I'd just like to see the, you know, keep on going. Understand people are going to say, oh, no, couldn't happen because it's a scary thing, but keep on going, keep on pushing with it.
Thank you. Thank you. Continuing down that road. Next row. Across the back. Anybody else back there? Okay, that concludes public discussion on that. Commissioners, any comments?
I'll start.
Okay.
I'm always inclined to take the expertise and wisdom of Liz and Sue and gang, who have advised me on these issues for some time, frankly. And it really appreciate hearing from you, in particular, the data. Because it is commensurate with my own personal experience in life, which is, you know, regulating and government imposition is only does so much. And we may feel very good about making proclamations and statements, but whether or not we can force people to take such action that we know is costly and that we know is complicated and involves some education and some, I think, hand-holding for a lot of folks, frankly, seems like a goal and a campaign that's better waged with hearts and minds than in a forced attempt to be authoritarian about it. And that would be my inclination, but hearing from my boss, Liz Keough, she is a voter in my district, so she is my boss in every sense. And she knows it. It helps me to develop an opinion that I think we're on the right path. And, I think my main job and number one goal, and we've had extensive conversations, Liz, is to ensure that money coming from the county every year. That's a top priority to keep it going. I'm getting a big smile from Nick Cullen right now. So, that we all play a different role. I'm not the expert and don't pretend to be, but certainly this is a big goal of mine to continue the efforts, make sure that we have the money there to fund what is clearly a grassroots and effective campaign, and I'm very pleased about that. So I have to run to the... I've got a terrible allergy thing, so I'll be right back, but those are my thoughts.
Thank you.
My boss is happy.
This
is good.
I think she pretty much covered it with what she had to say. I kind of have the same thought on it. So,
I concur with Liz and Sue. I mean, it's true what they're saying. We're putting a dent in this problem with the TNR the last couple of years, and it's going to take a while to get traction going, folks, and we're not going to clear up every little pocket of problem overnight. So everybody's going to be patient. We're working on it. It's going to happen. Nick does sweeps every so often, and we're going to get there, but we can't do this overnight. It's a five-year plan, right, or less, and I hope it's less, but... that's the deal. So, I understand their frustration, and it's sad to see a dead animal because of various reasons, but we're not going to make it perfect ever, but we're going to get really close. That's my comment. Thank you.
Agree with everything that you all have said. She's kind of all over the board in this email because she's talking about backyard breeders as well. Mm-hmm. She's not just talking about spaying and neutering. I don't know if there is a big problem in Lamont with backyard breeders, but that's another direction that I just think she's talking about two different things. And I don't know where we are, where you are, when it comes to backyard breeders, and I know we had something going on about licensing, and I'm not quite sure where that went.
Would you like me to comment?
Yes, I would.
So I personally... I think that the term backyard breeder is used probably too much. I like to just say irresponsible breeding.
Yeah.
But there's systems in place, and the systems in place involve the commercial animal facility permits and the conditional use permits. If you're going to breed and you're going to charge and you're going to make money off of breeding dogs, you have to obtain the correct permits to do it. Obviously, the problem is that very few... breeders, irresponsible breeders, are aware that those laws exist. So it is our job and our responsibility, Animal Services' responsibility, to figure out a way to get through to those people to explain that there are laws in the books and walk them through the process on how to do it legally. It's trying to accommodate that need with the staffing that we have and still be able to respond to all of the emergencies and all the loose animals and all the aggressive animals. This is above and beyond what we already do. And to deal with irresponsible breeders takes max effort. And it's an 8-hour-a-day job. And it's researching articles online and advertisements in the paper and paying people visits and making phone calls. It is an all-day job to address it. And that doesn't mean that we won't. That means that we're having to try and be creative with our staffing and our structure of the department to be able to pluck a few individuals in our agency who are more knowledgeable on conditional use permits and commercial animal facility permits and try to support the department such that they can focus on that and that alone. So that's a direction we're moving towards. I do not have a time frame of when we'll be able to have staff assigned to research, investigate, and issue commercial animal facility permits. But again, even that won't, you know, take care of the quote-unquote backyard breeding problem, but that's how we're going to attack it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Madam Chair, could I go up there and make a couple of comments specifically about Lamont, because that's what you asked about.
Sure, because it has to do with Supervisor Perez's...
Yes,
okay.
Actually, I had it in my notes and I forgot when I was up here the first time. My name is Liz Keogh, K-E-O-G-H, proud resident of the 5th Supervisorial District. In early 2013, this goes back to voluntary spay-neuter and why it is effective and mandatory isn't. In early 2013, I worked with Supervisor Perez to set up five spay-neuter clinics. The way we got the word out was to distribute flyers through the schools. The kids brought them home. There was a hotline set up, and I was able to monitor the hotline from my home. The flyers were delivered on a Friday. By Monday, there were four calls to the hotline. I thought, oh, this is going to be simple. Just sign these people up and all of that. Well, it turns out the flyers didn't hit the schools until Tuesday, because Monday was President's Day. Within a two-week period, even before the first clinic, there were 1,200 calls to that hotline. These are all the people that don't want to spay and neuter their animals, remember.
Don't care.
They're the ones that don't care about their animals. They were slobbering. There was also an email hotline. It got, in that same two-week period, 200 requests. We were able to do about 150 animals. This was nowhere near what the demand was.
Right.
Why couldn't we do the rest of them? Money. Supervisor Perez generously gave every cent available to her, and it wasn't enough. So when we're talking about the response, when anytime there's a clinic advertised, it is oversubscribed completely. So voluntary spay-neuter is working. We know from our, we don't have to look at national stats or studies, we know from our own experience it is working here. If it is within the commission's purview, I would really like to see you have some kind of motion that says, Kern County, and by the way, when is it going to be called the Animal Services Commission? Since they're working on that. Yeah, I've heard that for 6 months. But for the commission to say, in our considered opinion, this is not the time nor the place for MSN laws, please put it to rest. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well said, as usual.
Can I make a quick comment also?
We asked for that motion. Are you going to say something?
Yeah. The person who wrote this email asked for this to be placed on the agenda. I don't believe she's here, so I think it would be advisable that you place this as a matter for discussion and potential action on a future agenda so that the person who wrote this can be present and speak her mind just as a due process matter.
Well, before we move on to that, I want to say something, because I do know Ms. Aguilar. I live very close to Ms. Aguilar, and they don't live in Lamont. We live in the country. We don't have five dead dogs every day on the road, and we don't have 10 dogs out running amok. We do periodically have loose dogs in our neck of the woods because we are in an agricultural area. We occasionally have a pack of dogs that comes out, and it's typically irresponsible owners that are not appropriately fencing their animals. And subsequently, some of the local farmers and ranchers take care of the problem. Animal control works with us when we do feel that there is an issue out in our neck of the woods, say from one of the wild packs where we put some traps out and things like that. Ultimately, my mantra, if anybody knows me, knows that it's educate, don't legislate. And so ultimately, I'm against any kind of mandatory spay-neuter. And I think we have an effective policy that is working in animal control. We have a fabulous group of people that are working hard to achieve our no-kill goal. And I think we're moving in a tremendously positive direction with our community, people that are helping as well. So that's my 10 cents on it. And if we have a motion, do I need to have a motion from?
Well, this isn't on the agenda as an action item. So this is all great discussion.
It's discussion.
But the only action.